Okay.
So, my name is Kurt Ramlich. I'm coming from Germany, from the northern part of Germany. I'm happy to be here because it's something like an anniversary for me, because I have been exactly here 5 years ago. And 5 years ago I was in the university. It was a really hot summer, and it was the first Debian conference I joined. And well, I then got this virus from Free Software. Microsoft called it virus because it's spreading like a virus. So I will give you a short overview about what I'm going to take to speak about, and then I hope there is time to discuss. So I check my system. I hope it will run. All has to be on. Come on. Well, now there's some famous person here. I'm looking 5 years younger. Well, so all started here in Oslo. They started 2001, and we joined this. The first contact was in 2002. We asked for if we could join this this project, because I am working in a Volkshochschule. This is adult education, and I was responsible for some servers in schools that they have internet connection. So I started there, and then we found out that the German school servers, we had about seven in 2001 and 2002, seven different systems: SUSE system, Novell system. We had also Windows system, and Arctur is one of the famous spreading school server. And then we designed the server, and it was clear it has to be based on Debian. And then we got the message from the Debian news that there is a little small group in Norway winning a prize for a school server. And then, well, I started to write my first English email. And well, I was only 5 years younger, and it was happening to write a first English email. And then we get also an English answer. It was astonishing, because there was no English documentation. So we tried to install this system called Skole Linux, and it was trial and error, because it was only in Norwegian. And then I looked at the Debian packages inside, and I said, yes, that's what we want. So it has to be able to join forces. Then we came to Oslo, had a really nice summer, and this is some of the results. I will distinguish this behind here. You see here the red dots. This is the virus infect in Europe. Yep. And these are only schools that say you can publish our geometrical point, you can geographical point. There are a lot of more schools. And you see this region here, a little bit I'm feeling responsible for this virus. So then, come on. Now I had to give a short lesson about the educational system in Germany, and how complex and how difficult it could be if you want to spread out, roll out the schools over in Germany. So you had to learn 16 different languages. No, not really, but 16 different countries are responsible for the educational apartment. So if you learn to be a teacher in Hamburg, it's possible that you can't teach in Bayern, because they had other regulars for teaching. This is a result from the fascist history from Germany. It was brought by the Allied forces to divide, that it's not possible to unite education system to drive into the fascist system. So this is one of the results we have still. Now what I'm going to speak about is this little part and this part. Rheinland-Pfalz is the word you have to learn today, because this means that you are member of the official international and national publication of what's happened there. It's still not public, so we had done the last 2 or 3 days, we had working also on the press release. Thanks, Jonas. And I will show you how easy it is, or how difficult it is, in this group to have 10 different languages, meanwhile one night. So in one night we translated it, I never saw it before, to Chinese. And now the Spanish guys there. Thank you for Spanish, thank you for Portuguese. Well, I can't tell also the Knesh people joining this meeting thinking they had time to do their work. No, when I'm coming, there's some importance, so they translated into different languages. Many thanks for that. So, this is the result from the community in Germany. I will explain, this is a statistical graphic I manipulate, so I know exactly what I want to say with it. You see here the 500? And this is the line, and really it's some days ago, only 6 days ago, we had 504 writers. So they have write access in our wiki. This is like a honeypot. If you are interested in Skola Linux, you're asking me, well, is there a possibility to join or I would help, then I the only answer is make your homepage in the wiki and all will be self-driven. You are not ready with writing your homepage. Another will call you, oh, I'm interested in you, what are you doing now? I like to change this and this. And so the community is still growing. We have more than 50 people working steadily and the problem is that we have now 4,500 pages. So the problem is you will not find what all is inside. So I like to give you some tips and hints what you can find there. And I hope to see after my talk in the next days the next peak here. This means that you are going to build your homepage in our wiki. So it would be nice to have it. Well, this is a bit more complicated than our wiki. This is the educational system in Germany. So why are the German educational systems so bad in the results? It's easy to explain. One of the main reasons why the results in Germany are so bad is this here, this line. This means after the fourth class, in the age of 10, the child has, the parents or the school or child has to decide what kind of school they use for secondary school. And here you find the poor people in Germany. Mostly in this school they are speaking 10 or 20 different languages in classes, in classroom. Also poor people here. And the rich people, the child of the rich people, you find in this school. And when you finish this school, you are here, you can go to the university, and Weiterbildung means lifelong learning. That's where I'm engaged in, where I earn my money in. So you have to understand this. So I said to you that responsible for this system is the country, not the nation, the country. So Rheinland-Pfalz is responsible, but there is an exhibition, exception, thank you very much. Jürgen from German team helps me in English, thank you. This is the Berufsfachschule. Berufsfachschule is something like polytechnic school. And this polytechnic school is financed by the nation. It's the only influence the German parliament has in education is here and a little bit here, but only a little bit here at the Hochschule. And this is important for our project. You should remember what I've told you, because we are looking now how the finance is managed in this system. So here you see the nation, that's the German parliament. Then you have the 16 countries, the Bundesländer. And then there are Regierungsbezirke, and then these are the local authorities. So I told you the Berufsschulen, the Bund, this institution, this administration level is responsible. The Länder are responsible for the teacher salary. So a teacher is always paid by the Bundesland. But hardware and software is paid by the local authority. So imagine the parliament from Rheinland-Pfalz says, you had to use software in schools. Which part is very happy? They are very unhappy because they had to pay. So they decide and they had to pay. So you see the conflict, and you're coming with a system there. They say, wow, we won't have nothing because money and so on. And so the conflict is always open there. And so you have very, very different systems spreading in the whole Germany. And you find all strange things there. Now I'm coming to this country, Rheinland-Pfalz. Rheinland-Pfalz has had a project with 3 million euros to find a Microsoft solution what is fitting the needs of schools. I don't say more because it's a record here, but the reason of this initiative, this is the reason why Schola Linux now is there. Because there are really schools, they don't want to have it. They said, no, we don't want to have this Microsoft solution. We want to have our Linux. Then it's interest to look where is Linux in the schools. And I'm lucky to have some data who are very not so public. I get the data then from all schools, from 1,700 schools are there, about between 10 and 46% in the school are Linux. And then I looked deeper and I found out as higher the level of the school, as more Linux is used. And this means there is a Linux community that's the Linux pioneers fighting against the administration, fighting against their neighbor teachers, fighting for free software and Linux. And our goal is to integrate them. So the reason for all this politically is a debate in Germany about median competence. So the competence how to use new media. And the government from Rheinland-Pfalz has made a 10-point program to help schools to get median competence to teachers and pupils. And this program started with this Microsoft solution, and now it started with our solution, and this is the really news. In December 2007, there was a call, and three people had a meeting in the ministry, and it was not that we are begging to be there. No, the ministry calls us, please, can you come to the ministry? That's a big difference. Yeah, a really big difference. If I can say, no, the date is not so good, I would like to have this date, then you know they really want to have you there. So we have been there, and the other partner is Klaus Knopper. I think everybody with Linux knowledge knows him from the Knoppix. The Knoppix is this CD starting in every Windows computer without changing anything, and you can have a full Linux system running on your computer. So he is now the technical responsible for our project, the project what I try to explain. Well, we start a negotiation, and bureaucracy is really, you need long time. A lot of meeting, a lot of time. And then there was a paper written to the schools, do you want to be a Linux school? And we planned to have 5 schools as a pilot project, and the answer was more than, I think, 20-something schools want to be. That was not planned so to have so much in the first step, to have so much school. So they selected, the ministry selected 11 schools to be a pilot school. And they had to do something for. And they get also something. They get server and laptops, but they had to do something which is very important for us now. The rollout starts in 2 weeks. So we are really under pressure to have something to give out because we are working on a special software who is wanted by the schools, who is still not completely ready. So there's a lot to do. And what is really interesting by this financial thing is that the Bundesland is paying this, not the local authority. So the Bundesland is paying the commercial support until the end of 2009. This is the plan. this is a very good point. This is the first point we have in Germany that this happened. You get an installation and the professional support until 2009. So this is, I made it very quickly to give some thoughts how I see it. When you look what kind of teaching software there are in the world, I see there's such a huge free software for teaching, but nobody knows about it. So the Brazilian guy, they heard yesterday, first time, that there's Squeak, so widely spread it in Spain. And though not we are geeks, knows a lot, but if you come to teacher, they know 4, 3, 5 application, not more. And there's such a lot thing. And when you start discussing with somebody, what will be the discussion? I try to paint, see how calm I can be while talking. So when you start talking about software, everybody wants to talk about this. Oh, we are missing this, we are missing this, this is not in Windows, that is not in Windows, that is not in Windows. Always the debate is going here. That a lot of software is, free software is running on Windows. Well, Firefox I'm using, I didn't know it's free software. So I see it like this, but the difference is this. If you look for marketing, then you see Windows everywhere. And free software we have too less marketing for. So I'm doing my best, but we had to do a lot. So I invite you to spread out the idea of free access to knowledge, free the ability to fix and all the things we heard before. So now these things, what happens with the teachers. We have 11 pilot schools. Every school has to name 5 teachers. But not only the administrator, the technical geeks. They had to name other teachers too. Geography, history, or something else. And now the plan is that every school should take 2 applications we have in the menu in Skole Linux and develop a teaching example. And then we will have about 22 applications, and I hope there will be some killer application that you can show to other teachers and they said, wow, I want to have it. This is so cool to teach with this, like the Squeak things and so to have this. And this is my hope, to get the focus more on teachers than on network and technique. So the normal process, the last 5 years in Germany, you can see the user list when you see the mailing list. Teachers try to become a geek, they try to become a technician. That's wrong. They should try to use free software for teaching and spreading out this message. So this is the focus I have, and I hope to win teachers to do this and to exchange this. So this is a page which is really exist. There's no content. But for me, the most important content is this. This is the official page from the educational server from Rheinland-Pfalz. I think we have to applaud to this. And soon there will be some content about this conference and all this is going on officially, because I know who has to write this page. Yeah. The most involved person, there's one man in the Department of Education, Burkhard Schäfer, and I think it's a historical moment we have in Germany to get official support for Skole Linux. And if you look how the situation in Germany is with the Linux servers, in 2002 there were 7 of them. Now we have 2 or 3, depends how you count. And you have this Arctur, it's widely spread, but it's forked in 3 different versions, and every version has 1 or 2 developers. So there is no future. And so I think all what is belonging to school servers, if we had Hamburg, we have Rheinland-Pfalz, and if we succeed what we plan, then we have as next Baden-Württemberg, because they are using Debian and stacking into Sarge, not able to upgrade because there has changed too much. Then we get about 100 schools in Berlin depending on this system. And so it's perhaps like a domino. Yeah, and the last 16 will fall in 5 years. Okay, so this is the tool we are working on, because some tools had this in schools, and the teachers were so enthusiastic about how easy it is to manage to build a work group, how easy it is to cut off the internet connection. All some things you told about the Spanish solution, we had this in an earlier version, and now we try to, the most important part is rewritten, and we are working hard on this, because this is the tool which is asked for from the educational department in Rheinland-Pfalz. So last part of my talk, and I see I'm in time still. One of the contract of the first step, where money is involved from the Department of Education, is to apply for a big EU project. And there are a lot of ideas what to do with this money, and if we are able to get 3 million euro, I will be very happy to say to you, I can show you what we are able to do with 3 million euro. But let's see, I'm involved also in other things in free software. You see there, two Charles sitting there sharing knowledge, and we built with the German team, we built the One Laptop Per Child Live CD, so that everybody, every child in the industrialized nation could see what kind of software is on this special hardware, and to spread out the ideas of sharing knowledge and access to knowledge for everybody in the world. So my focus is to collect educational best practices and to bring it into the complete world. So, possible partner, potential partner, I learned from Jonas to say, well, Germany, there are two countries. Spain is a Maduro. The boss from Jose is warned that I was there. I give a little talk and he knows, oh, the Germans. And France, there is the Emmaus community. They had contact to Romania and Poland, and perhaps Norway. Austria has asked us to join a project. So I am, hopefully we will start in the March or February or April next year, we start an EU-founded project. That would be nice to have. So thanks for listening, and I hope you get some questions and I can answer. I think I have some minutes to answer it was. Yeah, thank you for listening.
That's fine. You have lots of time. We have time for questions.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I have also something to show more, because I was not sure. I will show you the most important page in the Schola Linux Wiki from Germany. It's the title is Lern Software. It's teaching software. We had, if you give Lern Software in German into Google, you will immediately stop there, because this is the most wanted pages where teachers are looking for teaching material. This is one thing. Then about the activity, I really would be happy to show you. This is Linux. You can always look inside what's happening. It's not possible. So, this is the 10-point program. If somebody is interested, it's more than technology. It's to bring teachers up to work with new media. Then I have here some pages to show. This is the live backup. XO Live CD, you can download it. We have a version, we had a sponsor, and we spread out thousands of them in the Linux Tag in Berlin. So it's widely spread in Germany. Then This is the press release. It will go out today. This is the German version, but more important than the German version, you had to look what a community is able to do. Where is this press release here? So, muchas gracias a todo. Vielen Dank für alle. Man sieht hier Dänisch, Deutsch, Englisch, Spanisch, Norwegisch, Portugiesisch, Schwedisch und Chinesisch. Thank you very much for translating this. It was an overnight thing to do it, and it was so amazing sitting in a hotel having WLAN there, and we have worked until 3 o'clock in this morning. Well, what I want to say is, if there is somebody of you not working with free software, I really mean it very clear what I say now. You should not start this. You should really not start this. You see here, I can explain why. It will change your lifestyle. When you go to sleep, where you go for traveling, how you spend your weekend. It will change your friendships, your partners. Be aware of this. Better stop and do not using free software, then you be warned by me that it will change a lot more than you can imagine. Okay, if somebody wants to know more about me, I have 4 children, I'm playing saxophone and so on. It's really nice. I'm happy to be here. This is my, I would like to have all of this translated into German.
And Jose. English.
Okay, of course. If there's somebody who needs it, well, I think the Americans should pay for this. Yeah, this is the most famous pages. You see, it's in 3 languages in the German wiki. And if you go down just to see a little bit what you can have here for software, and I'm sure not all of us know how many free software for teaching.
You showed us the bottom there was more than 70 software packages. With different.
Yeah. We tested it. We started with the old version with Sarge. Is Je Compris, for example. We have, is there a Tarball? You can use it in every Linux system. Is this running for Sarge? Is it running in Skola Linux? Are the language in German, French, English? And we know, now I know it's in Portuguese also. I saw it. And is this a free license? Is it working on thin clients? And are there examples for teaching? This is this is what is written here. And we checked this for different things. Ralf Gesellenseder is the teacher who is working so much on this. He knows, if you are searching software, ask him.
Yeah.
He knows there is something free somewhere in the world, yeah. For languages, for mathematics, and, well, I was also involved to establish the Seminarix. Seminarix is a Knoppix, a live city, made for teachers while they become teacher. So when a teacher learns to be teacher, then he can use this software. It's only one institution in Germany starting with this. It's getting famous, and most of the content is also in Skola Linux. So at the last meeting, I start to compare. Peter helps me to compare what is inside from Skola Linux and what is inside from Seminarix. And Jose, you answered there on the mailing list. What should we use and not? Because often you have for one goal, you have more than 3 or 4 solutions in free software. So, and this, I want to stop with this. This is our calendar in the German wiki. And if you go there, you see the Academy in Glasgow, the Rencontre Mondiale Logiciel Libre en France, Youngster Meeting, very, very, very dangerous thing. Youngster Meeting, and the average age from the youngsters there are more than 45. Be aware, that's very criminal youngsters. They came into a school like the Heuschrecke, and they change in the system, then they go away. Yeah. I only want to show that it is possible to organize a lot. There's so much people interested in, and well, it's all our events. where parts of the German team or international team has joined, and yeah. Well, your question now.
What are you doing not?
What are you doing not? Rather, well, I have a job. I have a job, and I have a two-third job. So I have one-third free, doing two-third free software. So about this, well, I have four children. The three nicest women.
Another question here.
Are mine.
The deal about Microsoft that didn't work so well, the 3 million euro deal.
Yeah.
We don't need to say anything bad about Microsoft, but I that's not the point. The point is, how many schools did embrace that deal, and could you say some more about why people possibly did not, why it has not succeeded?
Yeah.
It would be nice to know.
All what I can say publicly, I will say now.
Yes.
There are 200 schools, they using this system.
Out of 1,700.
Out of 1,700, and they stuck. They had, the plan was to get more. The first point is that the government decides and the local authority has to pay, and they had to pay for license for Microsoft support. This was the first point why it has been rejected. The second one is that to get Windows stable, it's a challenge. And to get it stable that you can be used in school, it's a second challenge. And so they made a system where the teacher could not change nothing, and the pupil also not. So they had at home, they had a more free system in Windows than in schools. And this gives conflicts. Why I can't use the right mouse button? So, and this, and the financial things, and of course, the Linux pioneers who said, no, we don't want to be locked in this system forever. And this is also the fear they have now from Skoda Linux. Because the other Linux systems, they fear that Skoda Linux will lock them in. So what our strategy is, what I have given as message to the teachers, we had 2 weeks ago, we had the first meeting with about 26 teachers who are involved in this pilot school, that we are looking for good solutions, Linux solutions used in school, and we would take them to integrate it in Skoda Linux, to be packaged as Debian package, and to be used full for the whole international community. And they get this message, because now they are not lonely fighters, lonely somewhere, but they are getting part of the international community, and they get this message, and they are motivated now. So I hope we will see what's happened 1 year more.
Mm.
Let's see. Okay. Please.
You mentioned that there are different levels in the educational system in Germany, like primary school, secondary, university, and lifelong.
Yeah.
Does the Skoda Linux project support all these levels?
Yeah.
And in addition, how do you go about integrating the curriculum with the Skoda Linux system?
Oh, good point. First point, technical, no problem. We have Skoda Linux in primary schools until university. It scales. That's a big work from Peter. That it's technical, brilliant. So the next point you ask is related to this book publisher. You understand what I mean? The book publisher produced books for learning with Windows. And we are missing book publisher who publish applications, free software application to teach with them. This is a problem. So we had to face this to win publisher to do this. But we want them. If they don't start now, we will do it by ourselves.
And that's the challenge for the publisher, is that they don't get the internet thing. They keep their stuff to the kind of old way of thinking printing press when it comes to educational material. Then governments comes in and they provide, as happened in Norway, they provide online teaching material at this cross-platform. You can use it on Linux, Windows, Mac, your mobile phone. And also the national broadcast is working in that direction. The same goes for the government's web pages, complying to the standard, open standard with HTML, PDF, and open document format. So what we are seeing is that now is the time for the publisher becoming cross-platform, or else they will maybe have the same problems that we have seen with the music industry, in the DRM, shutting themselves out of the things, how it works. So it's now is the time for the publisher to modernize or be replaced, because the force we have seen by teachers, you have, for instance, in Sweden, something called Lection, yeah. Lection.se, and more than 100,000 teachers are sharing their teaching material, their lections, between all the teachers, and it's immensely popular, and they use PDF, you know, as material. So I think the biggest digital divide here is not the kids, it's not the teacher, but it's the publisher who don't get it. I'm sorry for them. They will be replaced if they don't see that their time has come to modernize their infrastructure, as happened with the telegraph and telephone, as happened with channel boats and railways 100 years ago.
And one last point for me. I'm also involved in liberating software, as Peter and others. If there is an application you have and you feel very comfortable to teach with, and it's unfree software, tell me. I will look at it. And I'm happy to find programmers who like to reprogram something to get it free. So there was a 2-year long fight, Peter, to get Java free.
Oh, well, more than 2 years.
More than 2 years.
Five, 10 years.
Well, you see, the free software is rolling. And I brought some software with me. Perhaps there is a developer who wants to show. It's a software to learn to calculate, but it's so nice that a child which is not able to understand it on paper, it is needed by the computer so that it learns how to do addition and such things. Really nice software. And I'm always looking if there is a nice software, and if it's unfree, we will liberate them. But you see the picture, there's more free software than you can imagine. Only if you look not at SourceForge or something where hundreds of thousands of free software are there. Only if you look at the Debian packages, that's more than 50,000 packages. And you just said apt-get install and you have it. So this 50,000 is more than your lifetime is able to test them. Yeah, so the most paid knowledge is to know what you not need. Yeah, these are the experts who know, don't use it, better use it. This is really worth to have somebody who reads thousands of emails, spending the night in the hotel reading emails, and then coming out in the morning with small eyes saying, oh, there is a software.
So good. That your 55 teachers, they are volunteers, and they will do some of this testing, won't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
To select usable. Yeah. Yeah. That's correct, yes?
Yeah. I hope that.
Yes.
To add on that, is not only that, we have educational authorities both in Spain
yeah.
and in Brazil who gives input the selection of software, because the biggest problem out there is that it's more than 70,000 prepackaged software packages in, for instance, Debian. And it's just too much. You have 3 browsers, you have 4 office applications, you have 10 video players, you have 20 MP3 players. So what we actually do here is to help each other to nail out the best of breed in every special field. If you need a, for instance, Squeak, that is immensely popular. Yeah. We need that package to really run for the teachers, not taking into to the kids the grown-up part of it, as it is on other tools available. So that's a humongous job, but people have already done it, and we are integrating that knowledge in the community so it's easier to pick and choose.
A short story how we work. I found a book from Australia. It has 80 pages. On every page there are two applications, free software, with screenshots and a short description what it can. And I said, wow, we should translate this. When I have this book, I go to school and go, what do you like to have, this or this or this? Oh, you like this? Then take this and this.
Portfolio. What?
Yeah. And then Jonas, Jonas came and told him, well, this idea. And I said, well, we have something in Debian. It's called GoPlay. Huh? GoPlay? What's GoPlay? It's a software looking for software to play. It was ready. And I think it was 3, 4, 7 lines to change the code that it find educational software, and it's called GoPlay. Here it is. So GoLearn, these are software you find inside Debian. And you can tag them. You can say this is for mathematics, for English or something, and you get if there is a compress, where are you? I don't know. So if there is a screenshot, it is inside, then you can see the screenshot. I don't know. Bible time. Do you know that we have Bible time in?
Yeah.
Vocabulary. I don't know if it's there. All time. So is somebody of you physics or mathematic teacher, perhaps? Are there teachers here?
I'm a maths teacher.
Oh, thank you very much for being so kind to show your hand, because normally when I speak, there's no teacher in the room, because they get involved in the Scholar Linux team. No. What I want to show is WIMS. Look for WIMS. It's so general, this software. This software is producing physics or mathematics tasks for pupil, and you can let them sit beside, because every pupil get his own similar task, and he can't solve it alone. He has to speak with the other. He had to find a solution together, and this is so nice. And you just push a button, and they have new one. So you can push a button and do other things while they are fighting to get the solution. And it's from low level until high level. It's done by Josh Katznada. It's a friend, guys. It's really nice. And he was also able to change the software that is able to be a plugin in Moodle. So if you have your Moodle Learn system, then you can use this and it will work also together. So for mathematics and techniques, this is a very nice example how to share knowledge without being able to cut the solution from the neighbor. Well, I can talk a lot, but I will stop now.
Okay.
Okay? So thank you very much for listening.